Welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, where sometimes we have beer.
Sometimes we have bourbon.
But we always have banter.
That was weird.
You're weird. I'm Rob Arlia.
I'm Rich Pisano.
And I'm Sal Pisano.
And today we're drinking sake.
Yeah, different kind of day.
Sometimes we have sake, and I'm reading the name of the sake, called... and it says, Oni no shitabari!
Is that how
Oh no, shitabari!
Oh no, shitabari!
I'm not sure.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited.
I can't read a Japanese word people. on that bottle. I gotta be honest with you.
No, well, I would hope you wouldn't be able to. Well, not a word. Mm. And we'll have a history lesson. We'll have a English lesson at the end of this.
There's only a couple words in English. Roast beef is on there somewhere.
It says roast beef, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm excited for this week's podcast. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. I'm excited for the sake. I wish I knew more about it.
We need to start researching.
Read up on this sake. All I know is that, listen, for those of you who don't appreciate sake, there is some good sake out there.
There are some good ones.
If your only experience with sake is hot sake, you're fucking up.
Yeah, you got to get the cold.
Yeah, I don't appreciate this sake. I'm just gonna throw this out there. It's like having a decent table wine at best.
I don't even compare it. It's not even comparable.
I'm gonna compare it to that.
Taste it right now and tell me it tastes like table wine.
No,
it doesn't taste like table wine, but I'm comparing it to... I'm about as satisfied drinking this as I am satisfied drinking table wine.
Although, if you had a couple slices of cucumber, I think would
make it better.
Would make it.
You want me to go get cucumber? I have some in the fridge.
You have cucumber?
Yeah, you want some? I'll bring it down.
The one that we purchased at the store today...
You talk about that? I'm going to go get cucumber.
Sure. It was a $19 bottle. Not crazy expensive, but I thought it would be a lot better than it is, to be honest with you. Granted, on the bottle it says simple and smooth taste, very dry. Simple and smooth taste, very dry.
Yeah.
Which I definitely taste. It's very simplistic in its taste compared to the one that Sal and I had couple weeks ago.
And that was $12 at the restaurant.
Right. Which they always overcharge.
And it was a much smaller bottle.
Much smaller, yeah. That was a $3.75.
I agree. I think that one was better, but at this, we're going to see if the cucumber makes a difference.
Yeah.
Is that the one at the, if you remember, the one at the restaurant had the cucumber. I feel like it's a perfect compliment for this.
This literally says, Oni no shitabari.
I can't speak Japanese.
No, I think it means if you have shit to bury.
Like, I know it's made out of rice.
Things that, in your past that you
that
might
have. Yeah,
it's wine. That's essentially
See,
what
the,
it is.
The other one we were looking at had a really nice rundown of how it's made.
Yeah.
Brewed by hand, blah, blah, blah. But it was from California. I didn't want that. Right. I wanted the one straight from...
guys, we have cucumbers and carrots.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if I...
Here's
wow,
a knife.
That's something, huh?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you did bring a knife.
I did, just in case you want to cut that up a little.
Yeah, I just wanted a slice.
Maybe it'll slightly improve my sake experience.
Why are you putting this on my notes?
I don't know.
Let me sit on
it. Why sit on it?
But we do have beer.
Yes.
We are actually, this is going to be a beer podcast, not a sake podcast.
What was the name of the beer I just had, the Bad Sons one?
Oh, Lupified?
Yeah, that was a double IPA, and it's holding me over until my next trip to a Treehouse. I enjoyed that. That was good. A good grilling beer.
They're a very underrated brewery. The first few times I've gone there, it wasn't...
yeah, that's the thing.
It was less than ideal.
Yeah, it was disgusting, actually.
Left a lot to be desired, but I'll tell you, they really come a long way.
They've improved.
This is an excellent cucumber.
It is. And actually, Rob and I were at a beer festival last year while
camping
with your girlfriend or whatever
and
you were doing over there.
I gave those guys shit for it.
We were. And we were half-cocked and talking shit about their beer. And Rob and I actually both went and tried their beer, and it was way better than the first time we had each tried their beer. And we talked to the guy who said that he is constantly like redesigning the recipes, and it's definitely markedly improved from the first time I've had it. So they've really come a long way. It's a solid brew. They're in the valley in Connecticut. Which town are they in?
Derby.
Okay, Derby, Connecticut. Bad Sons Brewery.
Yeah, I think they've come a long way. I agree. We got some stuff to talk about this week, don't we, Sal?
We have an astronomical.
Give us a little rundown.
Rundown. Look at the size of the cucumber in my sake.
Really? I wouldn't have noticed that. That's why I brought the knife.
Give us
down.
That beer bourbon banter rundown.
Yeah, I like the rundown. I'll tell you, there's an astronomical amount to talk about. I doubt we're going to get to half of this, but of course, a great American hero passed away this week. Senator John McCain.
Maverick.
Succumbed to his brain cancer and passed away. There's a shooting in Jacksonville at a gaming tournament. Madden Florida. Gaming Jacksonville, tournament.
Florida? Of all things, they're playing Madden. Yeah, it was like, a Madden gaming tournament.
Madden NFL?
Yes, yeah. It was an NFL Madden. Video game.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Molly Tibbetts, they found her, and unfortunately she was murdered by what the left claims to be. Her death was caused by male aggression and nothing more. They refused to utter the words illegal immigrant.
It was toxic masculinity. Mm.
The Pope needs a map out of the Vatican. Because there's...
It's going to be hard to get out with all those walls around
it. It's absolutely unbelievable. What we're hearing, what's coming out on the Catholic Church, it's really pretty disturbing. But I feel like it's not isolated to the Catholic Church. I mean, we've seen it in Hollywood and, you know, gymnastics, sports organizations, football. It's not just a religious thing, as one observer has, many observers have pointed out. It's not the Catholic Church. It's not happening because of a religious reason, but the Pope needs to get out if the accusations are true. Hey, in some good news, the stock market rallied. The Dow Jones up 200 points. NASDAQ is up over 8,000.
Thank you, NAFTA.
Today,
S&P's had a great run.
So it's not not a full NAFTA reform though, because Canada still isn't involved. Trudeau still hasn't come over. Mm-hmm. He hasn't put down his croissant yet and sat down with Mr. Trump, Mr. President Trump.
His baguette.
His baguette. Yeah, but hey. The stocks like the news. I like the news. The news is great. It's huge. Okay, we have a great deal with Mexico. They sat down at the table. They actually signed a deal, made a deal. Still got to be passed, though. And Mexico says that's interesting about the U.S. They, you know, yes, in the U.S. When we say something, it's got to still pass.
Right, right.
Mexican leader says something, and it's pretty much, it's going to happen on their end.
Right. Well, on their end, yeah.
Well, because they don't have the same process.
Exactly, and I think that's a good thing.
It's a little different.
Senator Warren is trying to school us on capitalism by proposing the Accountable Capitalism Act, I believe it's called.
Basically, the Anti-Capitalism.
It should just be called the Anti-Capitalism Act.
The Make Capitalism Socialist Again Act.
Make Capitalism Socialist Again. That's a fantastic. That should be the name of it.
It's terrible.
It's like. The Healthcare Act became Obamacare. This one is going to be called the Make Capitalism the Socialist Act.
Or the Warrant You Pretending to Be an Indian Act? No.
And also in this past week, House Resolution 38 of the 115th Congress passed, which is fantastic. That's a really good thing.
You'll have to dumb that down for me later in the podcast because I don't know what that is.
I think that's actually... Mr. Rob's topic tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
And this sake's just getting better by the minute.
Well, it does seem to get slightly better when it's warm.
This is this week's installment of Shit That Pisses Us Off.
So I'm going to start this one off because I'm pretty pissed off in general and most times.
That's your personality.
But this week I saw that Gavin McInnes... You fuck. Gavin McInnes.
Finally. Correct pronunciation of a name.
Got banned from Twitter. And Sal mentioned this last week, but we didn't really talk about it. And I did a little bit more research into it. And he actually had his own podcast this week where he talked about it. And he went over the last 20 tweets that he had. And there's no reason whatsoever for the reason that they have no reason to ban him. Okay.
He's conservative.
He's conservative. Yeah. And they're calling him like, they consider him like a dangerous whatever.
Well, it's interesting because they didn't say he was banned. Here's the problem. He was suspended.
Yeah, he was suspended indefinitely. Here's the problem with it that I have with it is that when he took a picture of it on his computer and it said that for reasons blank. Here's your reasons of why we're suspending you. With nothing there.
They didn't even put a reason.
They didn't even give him a reason. No. They just permanently suspended his account. And now, he was saying, like, I don't know how many views he gets as a result of a Twitter. I know that Twitter is, like, a big thing for us, and we're shadow banned, and that's making a big impact. Like, we've definitely slowed down on Twitter platform.
I haven't been tweeting very much because it's just
Because it's just like, why? No one's even seeing it because we're, you know, quality filter discriminated against. That's what QFD stands for, discrimination.
Yep.
For no reason. Like, we haven't said anything, and they never told us that we said anything bad or that we got reported on. It's just this fucking Twitter thing is pissing me off because they have no... I don't want to say they don't have a right to do it. It's
But they're a private business.
They are a private business, but it shouldn't be allowed when in one side of your mouth you're saying that this is a platform for free speech. And somebody made a great point this week. I can't take credit for this, but they're saying that Trump wasn't allowed to ban people on his Twitter because he's a public person and it's supposed to be a public arena so that all people can be able to interact, right? So he can't ban people. But in the same other side of their mouth, they're saying we have to ban people who are possibly, you know, an issue for us.
Realistically, they're banning people who have anything against their own political views.
Right. And I don't believe there's actually people at the computer just sitting there like, oh, we're going to ban him. Oh, we got to ban him. I believe they put it in their algorithm.
Yeah, well, yeah, there may be some where they actually go in after.
There's a mix.
And what is QFD? Is quietly fucking...
degenerates.
Degenerates, yeah. Quietly deplorables. Speaking. Quietly fucking deplorables.
Quietly fucking deplorables.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, that pisses me off as well. But the thing that pisses me off this week is, once again, the media showing their two-faced, hypocritical nature in the Molly Tibbetts thing. Look, she just got killed by somebody who happens to be an illegal immigrant. Mm-hmm. And the like Chris Cuomo and the left-wing media are saying, oh, you can't politicize this girl's death. Just let the family grieve. Yet, anytime there's a shooting or something involving, you know, oh, the guns or there's an AR-15 used, oh, you're damn right we're politicizing this because if it prevents one more death, that it's worth it. We need to ban guns and have stricter, you know, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? It's totally ridiculous. And Cuomo's the worst at this. He, you know, he had a little rant on CNN earlier this week. I'm still undecided on which Cuomo brother is the dumbest, whether it's him or Andrew over in New York there. But it very frustrating to me how, oh, no, you can't politicize that because that supports the right wing issue. But as soon as there's a shooting, as soon as there's an AR-15. Well, unless it's, you know, Muslims training kids to go on school shootings.
Yeah,
and then, we don't talk about that. We didn't hear about that.
You didn't even hear about that in the news.
Because it's an Islamic jihadist. You know, you don't hear about that. But if it's a, you know, a random, just a white guy or a regular whatever, toxic masculinity, suck my dick. I'm pissed about it. I'm done. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely something to be pissed about. And that's about the same thing that pissed me off this week as well, the Molly Tibbetts thing with the illegal immigrants and the less reaction to it. Yeah, they called it, they refused to mention that he was an illegal immigrant. They even said that there's other things to be focusing on in the media. We shouldn't be politicizing this. We shouldn't even be reporting on it. I heard one broadcaster on CNN say, Fox is focusing on this Molly Tibbetts issue.
Oh, the some girl in Iowa comment?
Yeah, some girl in Iowa. Yeah.
Good thing it wasn't like
absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so that, as often occurs when you go last on things, especially with me, I tend to have the same reasons for being pissed off as you guys.
Oh, fair enough.
But that would be one of them this week. The Molly Tibbetts issue was huge for me. I got really actually upset about the reaction to it and how they don't see the parallels. Between their own ideology
and they don't care.
Yeah, it's not good reasoning. Mm. I mean, the whole if it saves one life, can't we ban guns thing is we've talked about that at length before. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if we've had a podcast on it, but that's a ridiculous argument. But this, to put that argument to the illegal immigrants is a valid argument because these are people who should not be there, who should not be here.
Well, a quick honorable mention to shit that pissed me off was this changing of the word vagina to front hole.
That didn't piss me off. That made me laugh.
That was definitely funny.
That made me laugh.
It's just annoying.
It's
an honorable mention.
A real brief on this was the far leftist group who wanted to be inclusive of trans people decided, instead of calling it a vagina, let's call it a front hole. So just picture this, and I'll leave it on this, but just picture this. You're a female, you go to your gynecologist, and your gynecologist goes, Let me have a look at your front hole. Are you going to get the fuck out of that office?
Well, I don't know if they're going to say, let me take a look at that
vagina.
See,
I'm not sure they could even be called a gynecologist anymore, because that is...
Frontologist.
Not everybody has
frontologist.
Not everybody has the ability to have a gynecological exam.
Right.
If they don't have a vagina, you can't have a gynecological exam, so I don't think it's...
That's a good point, because gynecology comes from the word vagina, so they'll have to change the whole name of gynecology.
They'll have to change that name.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, so
pretty much anything medical is going
to
be an issue.
The left is imploding upon itself.
It's been doing that for a long time.
Which doesn't piss me off.
It doesn't piss me off. It's just annoying. It's annoying.
That's things that make me happy this week.
Watch it crash. Oh, great.
So, it's okay. So, let's move on to the first topic, and I want to talk about this, because this, it kind of gets into the shit that pisses me off.
I like what you did with the picture there.
But then I realized, I
printed out a picture here for no one else to see but you?
No, it's just notes. It's just took notes and highlighted, and it's
a picture of Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, and I drew something on it. That's all.
Yeah, are we using that as a dartboard, or are you whacking off?
Definitely
think
you should frame that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Don't frame it.
So she came out recently. I don't know when this was from.
Finally,
she came out as a lesbian.
Yep.
And she's going to star as the new
Wonder Woman.
Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Is she gay enough for that?
She is. They all said she's definitely gay enough.
They all agreed she was gay enough.
Super gay. Perfect example of a Batgirl. So, she came out, I don't know when this
just
was.
Just like to clarify, she didn't come out as a lesbian.
Yeah.
She did not.
Hashtag,
nor is she
hashtag not gay.
She came out recently. I don't know when this was.
Carrot, huh?
And she proposed this idea. I think she wants to propose it as a bill. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. But it's called the Accountable Capitalism Act. And I'm reading off these notes here in this article that was written. It would place all businesses with more than $1 billion in revenue under complete and total federal control.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
That's essentially, the definition of capitalism.
Essentially,
right there.
Essentially, and now you might say, well, you know, that's just the person who wrote this article is saying that, but essentially the idea would be that the feds would dictate to the businesses that the composition of their boards, the details of their internal corporate governance, and their compensation practices, personnel policies.
So
basically,
the government
goes on.
The government picks the board.
Yeah, they pick the board.
So getting
control,
the government involved,
they control the company. So it is giving them utter control.
But yeah, the government. You know, why not get them involved? Because everything they touch just turns to gold. Right?
What issues do you have with that?
Federal government taking control of businesses.
Yeah, what's the problem of picking a board? The right board.
What's the right board? That's so
according
subjective.
According to the government?
Yeah, it's so subjective. And the government, the way government works is through taxpayer money.
Works? Have you been into a DMV? Have you seen the fucking postal service?
Those
what
people
do you mean
work
works?
Hard. Those people work hard.
The way the government operates.
All right, that's a better word.
It's not a business. It is a business now.
Where else can you mail something across the fucking
It really
nation
is.
For
it's like the best... It's
25 cents.
A lot of
it's like the biggest business in the world, actually. But it's not a business because they don't actually produce anything besides they render services through taxpayer money. So we pay taxes based on what we do. So for them to dictate in businesses what the board is going to be, what their practices are going to be, what their internal corporate governance is, it's an extreme version of what they do with like policies and stuff like that. Like, business policies.
Right, but what's your real issue with them? Let's say, just for example, picking a few members of a board on a private
company. It's not their arena. They're
overreach.
The government. Yeah, it's overreach. They're coming into the private sector. They're the government. They're not supposed to be.
Well, how many
smaller the better.
So where I'm trying to get you is, how many places are there on a board? How does a board work? Okay? In order for them to give those positions to individuals, they have to do what?
Oh, vote them in.
Take those positions
sort of
away.
Oh, from other people.
From other individuals.
I can't read your mind. Yeah. I didn't know that's where you're going.
Oh, yeah, just say it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking other positions away from other people. That's definitely true. Right. But also, there's a voting. With a board, if they only fucking knew, if a board gets voted on, you can't just appoint people to a board. I mean, in some ways you could, but most of the time you're voted in by the rest of the board members.
See, I feel like this... She knows this isn't going to pass.
She does know
this
that.
Is an introduction into that realm of thinking. It's like slowly turning up the water in the pot when you're cooking.
Well, she's posturing to run
in 2020.
It's not just posturing to run. It's actually
making a move to the left.
Making a socialist ideal, a central socialist ideal, palatable.
By calling it capitalist.
By calling it capitalist, but beyond that, it's just by introducing it. We're beginning to bounce around these ideas. And we saw the same thing happen with transgenderism, and some of these things are, you know, some of these things are indeed progressive, and they're good, and they, I don't know, I'm not sure if they better society, because now language is irrelevant once gender is taken away, but to accept individuals for who they are is different than actual political policies that can threaten a nation, or making certain speech illegal. See, our issue as libertarians isn't that people choose to live, that, by definition, we don't give a shit how people choose to live. The problem we have is with the laws that are enacted that force people not to live another way.
Right.
Instead of choosing, right. Instead of a company or people choosing for themselves, the government chooses for them. That's our issue. That's why
the main issue.
And we look at like what's happened in the past with the taxation of businesses and how much offshoring occurred, like having an offshore business that it was operated and run out of America, but the facilities and things were being operated outside of America to save in taxes and stuff like that. And that only happened because of taxes. Can you imagine something like this would ever happen to America? Do you know what would happen to American industry? These intelligent, you know, very driven individuals who start corporations and businesses will leave this country, start a business, and export to this country. Yeah. And it won't even be fucking touched by this country.
If you want to destroy capitalism, if you want to destroy America, if you want to destroy freedom, then yeah, well, let's
attack
on
capitalism
to this,
for sure.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, this whole Accountability Act is obscene.
It's garbage.
It is obscene. Yeah.
It's total
obscene.
Garbage. And there was an article on it this week that said Elizabeth Warren's attempt to save capitalism or something, which I had a good laugh.
Yeah,
with my housemate.
It's
at
like
that
as
one.
A kid, it's like giving a child a new toy. Watching him break it, and then the kid crying, bawling his eyes out, asking you to fix it for him.
Yeah,
like, you just fucking broke it, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Guess what? You don't get a fucking another. You don't get another toy.
You don't have to do that to the toy.
Don't break what you have, and then ask for a repair for it.
Agreed. Yeah, it's definitely an overreach in this area.
It's not the reason it's broken. Is because of policies similar to this in the first place.
It's not broken. Capitalism is doing well, but there's some issues with it.
Where we're at, they fucked it up. They broke it. Trump's helping make it a little bit better. He's good on some of those policies, but
there's too many regulations.
Capitalism is fucking a little bit broken. There's not true capitalism happening here anymore.
It's true,
especially when you can't fucking get on the main social media pages and small people. Trying to start up businesses like us get banned, basically, if you're not a part of that world, you're not fucking making it.
And the reason it's not capitalism that's broken; it's the more regulations and things that really start to tear it down.
There's definitely a point to that. But you know, I don't think it's going to go through. I think it's just like a thing that she's trying to run on and get some attention from, which it could work. Certainly, I think it could be a exciting thing for her and people who get excited about. Because there's a bunch of morons in this fucking country, but I think the reality is this would never fly, not in the society that we live in currently, not with the powers that be currently. I can foresee a future, though. I hope it's a long way off, where we are a socialist country. I even saw this week with these kids at college campuses, these younger kids being asked questions about, you know, is America the best country in the world?
Are you proud to be an American?
Yeah. Are you proud to be an American? That was another question. And a lot of these kids are saying, no, I'm not proud to be American. I believe that there's a lot of greed and yada yada. It's just like...
What would you rather be?
It's just like it's spewed into their mouths like vomit, like from a bird. Mm. It's fed to them from their teachers, from, you know, probably their fucking parents.
Yep.
And they go to these shit schools and they get fed this shit and they believe it. They come to a point where they start believing that socialism is the right way. There's one girl who even said, like, I think we should be socialist. And she looked like a normal, she was really cute. She looked like a normal chick, like, that you would see and be like, oh, that's a cute chick. She didn't have, like, dreadlocks, you know? Yeah. She didn't look like a fucking hippie.
What's wrong with dreadlocks? Some girls
she didn't look
have
like
dreadlocks.
A hip. She didn't look like a hippie, you know what I mean? Right, like, where she's like, hey, socialism. I know. I'm just saying. She didn't have the look of a hippie where she was like, oh man, peace, love, and socialism.
She looked like
a normal,
normal
chick. Right, like, yeah. You know, I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, the problem is the ignorance of history and the exact number of times that socialism has worked, which is, can somebody give me a calculator there?
Sounding zero. Oh,
that's zero. Zero. It's worked zero times. In fact, because it every so time that, it's a failure.
Well, right. It's worked so poorly that, in fact, the people who try to implement it have to start murdering people in the masses.
Millions. It's responsible for
to sustain any of level deaths. Of... any level of sustainability basically requires mass genocide. So,
right,
no question.
The left is for mass genocide. I think we could all say that.
You know, if I was going to those kids,
definitively.
If I was going to those kids at those college campuses, I would just sit there and be like, "Hey, I got a question for you," and which brings us to question of the day.
Question of the day. A little bit early today, but question of the day.
What do you think you are much better at than you really are?
Forming an argument.
Speaking
with no script.
Yeah.
I would say sex, but I mean, obviously, I'm really good at that. So.
Oh, the question is, what do you think you are better at than you really are? So you're saying you're really not better at.
So that,
you
see, think this, you're better this at question than requires deep self-reflection, because now you have to think of the thing that you think you're the best at,
right?
And then convince yourself that you only think it. There's a lot of, I mean, we should really have a psychologist.
How am I with writing? What do we think? With writing? Am I better than I think?
No, I'd say you're on par. Okay. I mean, I don't know how good you think you are. I think
I'm spectacular. I could be one of the best writers.
I think I'm a great golf player.
Yeah.
And then I get there, and then I play, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I kind of
suck. Oh, so you know, that's quantifiable. That's something you can...
Well, I didn't say it has to be a philosophical question. Find something quantifiable.
Like, I don't know.
Your job, maybe.
Quantifiable.
Maybe like, hey, I'm going to get my job. That's very quantifiable.
Hey.
I'd say basketball, and then I get on the court, and I realize I'm short and white, and
it's supposed to be a simple question, not that deep. Not
it's
like,
deep
you know,
for me.
I think I'm good at, like... taking a shit or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm definitely,
I'm fantastic at that.
I'm good at cleaning up after that.
Sometimes, not always.
But not always. But always.
Sometimes, not always, but 90% of the times.
It's always.
Always.
Good sake.
Well,
good sake.
We finished that bottle. Is there any left?
Oh, that's gone.
There's still some cucumber and sake left in my glass before we break into the next beer, I think. But I think we need to move on to one of the major stories of the week.
A bit more of a somber topic.
Yeah. Senator John McCain passed away this week. He's been in the Senate since the 80s. I believe he was in the House of Reps like 81 to 87, and then he became a senator then and has been the Arizona senator ever since. He's been known as the Maverick. He served the country in Vietnam. He was a prisoner of war for many years, refused to go home when they allowed
him. Even when he had an opportunity to.
He had an opportunity to, and he wouldn't do it without his fellow men.
Yep.
And he didn't want preferential treatment. He is an American hero, and he has passed away. I believe he was 81. So there's been some controversy surrounding John McCain and the way that Donald Trump treated him during the campaign.
Oh, we're getting right into that. I thought we could have a nice moment where I agree with all of this.
Oh, all
right. I agree.
Well,
he was definitely a great man when it came to.
I don't think anybody can disagree that he was a great American hero.
Yeah.
And,
okay. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
And it's sad that somebody died.
Yeah,
in life.
But you have always had a weird attraction to John McCain as far as his political stance.
I love John McCain.
I love the man. Love the man, but. Don't agree with everything he said politically.
Not at all.
And
I've always, even when I disagreed
with him, I've always had a respect. Now, I personally believe, and maybe this is where you're going with it, one of the biggest issues I've ever had with Trump is how disrespectful and what a piece of shit he was. And he still hasn't redeemed himself for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been able to see through it, or see past it. But it's one of those things you compartmentalize and you don't forget about. The way he treated John McCain and the actions he said and the horrendous way he...
Just the things he said in the campaign with John McCain.
The normal word.
Like the whole thing with heroes don't get captured.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible. Yeah, I cannot...
Yeah, I forgot about that. Heroes don't get captured.
Yeah, heroes don't get captured. I prefer people who haven't been captured and
something,
stuff like that.
Yeah, whatever the exact wording
was. That was never funny to me, and it's... one of those things that...
No, it's not funny now. I wasn't
it's
laughing.
It's not. I don't think he meant that seriously. I mean, he might have.
No, it's fine if you think it's funny. I just think I now also think you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
but
that's not an okay thing to say. That's not a good thing for Trump.
No, he's making a point that, you know, if you're a real hero, I mean, you're not going to get conquered.
That's... No. No. Absolutely not.
That's absolutely...
Look, it's so Trump. It's so Trump for him to say that.
It's really delusional, and it's what pisses me off about it, because he's smarter than that. Here's the thing.
Trump was getting picked on by him. There was a back and forth.
Yeah, but you don't fucking say that shit.
They're two polar opposite personalities.
That's a bridge too far. When you start saying you're not a hero if you get captured. I prefer people who don't get captured. That shows a complete lack of understanding of how war is done on your fellow man. And how fucking dramatizing that is to even be involved in battle, let alone be fucking captured.
I agree.
Like, he didn't fucking surrender. He didn't even surrender when he was in the camp and
he was offered
the ability to leave. He fucking didn't surrender then and said, fuck you. Not only am I not gonna fucking tell you shit, but I'm also not leaving until you release everyone else that's caught here for no fucking reason and you're torturing them. Yeah. I don't think you understand the fucking atrocities that Vietnam committed. And I don't know why we didn't just fucking demolish that fucking country. A great fucking country now, by the way.
We should have Jane Fonda talk about the terrible things that happened.
Back in the day, we should have fucking demolished every one of those fucking North Viet Cong.
Terrible thing to say, and Trump has no filter. We know that. And also, whenever Trump feels like he's being attacked, he's like a kid on the
playground. Atrocities. I'm talking atrocities. Yeah. He couldn't even lift his arms. The man couldn't even lift his fucking arms.
In the presidential campaign in 2008, he could only lift his arms so high because of the lasting effects of when he was a POW. Yeah, it's
we're talking about men.
Massive impact on it.
Men.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And even boys in some cases, 17, 18-year-old, who were put in cages in water with rats.
It was torture.
Forced to play Russian roulette.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's seen Rambo. Tied to a bed and shot with a battery. Okay. I don't know if that would actually...
I think we get the point on it's not war.
That's not war. It's beyond war. Yeah, those are atrocities that John McCain fucking...
Yes.
And this piece of shit Trump fucker...
Because he got picked on. He picked on him back.
Oh, fuck yes. It's beyond the picking on.
I thought I was going to be harder on Trump than you. You're just going...
Oh, listen. There's a lot of great things that I can... separate with Trump. A lot of good things he's doing. But this is one thing that makes him a piece of shit.
There's a lot of things that make him a piece of shit as a person, for sure. This is my only objection, but there's other things. That's the only one I got. There was the retarded news.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, but it's pretty fucked up, too.
That's kind of funny.
Agreed. I thought they were both funny. I mean,
the retarded news thing, that was like, he didn't actually mean to make... He does that for everybody. That's his impression of everybody.
Nah,
I think he was going right for that one.
Whatever.
Right for it. Still funny. Comical.
It was kind of funny. The John McCain thing isn't funny, though.
I think it's funny.
Because at least, you know, the retarded person didn't, like, you know, spend 5 years in a POW camp.
No, he didn't. He wasn't retarded
because he spent 5 years.
Actually, I don't think he's actually retarded. I think he just had a disability.
I mean, if you're in a POW camp, I think you're retarded.
I think we've gotten off the John McCain topic here. But look, One of the other things that pissed me off is that...
Wait, we're not in the piss me off
section. Well, I know, but we're still talking about the same topic. So, Trump had allowed the flag to be brought back up at the White House, but later on today he did order it back down again until John McCain is buried.
Up, down.
Which is good. It's like a six life. Which is, you know, He did send out a tweet and stuff. He had ample opportunity to apologize
to the man when he was still alive, and he chose not to.
And he's not going to go to the funeral.
And I'll never forgive him for that. But I'll let him move on for it.
He had a vendetta. He had an issue with John McCain. What's the big deal? He didn't like the fucking guy. Who gives a shit? I know people went
to
war.
It was beyond just an argument with him.
I know plenty of people that went to war. I respect them for what they did, but they're still fucking pieces of shit, and I don't like them.
That's fair enough. But you don't drag everyone else into a same category as that person you have a personal vendetta with. You're like, no, I prefer people who don't have their hands blown off. You fucking kidding me?
I mean, if they were like...
No, fuck you! You don't drag everyone into the same category just because you have a little personal fucking middle school vendetta with somebody.
That's what it was.
Keep it on topic, you piece of shit.
Well, what McCain was saying about his business...
Have some fucking obvious shit.
What McCain was going after his businesses, and he was going after his personal...
oh, my God. Well, so keep it personal, then.
He was making it personal.
No, he wasn't making it personal. He drove it beyond personal. McCain never said anything about how businessmen are all fucking pieces of shit and insult every businessman in America. He kept it personal. This motherfucker decides to attack every single vet.
By saying that that's all the... Not every single vet.
Well, all the ones who were captured, really.
You think everyone was captured?
Well, oh, you don't think there's a single vet who was offended by that?
I'm not here to
talk about
POWs.
Do you think there was a single vet that wasn't offended by that?
That's very
offensive. Whether they voted for him or supported him or not, you think there's a single vet that wasn't offended by that?
I don't fucking know. I can't speak for them. I have no idea.
It's very offensive.
And McCain, if he's, you know, if he was at POW camp, I think he can get over that anyway. So
he did.
It's not a fucking summer camp.
I think he got over it.
Not a fucking camp.
I think he was a big boy. Moving on to the actual subject at hand, I think I'm going to start a gym called House of Reps. I thought that was a good idea.
That's pretty good. I thought of years ago starting a strip club called Gaza Strip. That's good. That's good. We could put them next to each other.
But guys who strip.
Guys who strip. No, just Gaza Strip.
But I do want to talk
guys
about...
Gaza Strip.
I do want to talk about...
Fucking...
You know, more about and what the way Rich was coming at this.
Captain Snoppy.
The way Rich was coming at this with more of like, okay, tell me what you think about this whole thing with Trump and McCain.
Yeah, I mean...
do you think he's doing is disrespectful?
I think Trump has been disrespectful to John McCain.
Okay. How about now, though?
And now, yeah, I mean, he did finally do the right thing and order the flags back to half-mast, mm-hmm. but it took him long enough. He didn't issue a great statement on it. I'm not a fan of the way that he's been treating. And you know what? I get it. I get it. McCain said that he doesn't want Trump at the funeral, so Trump's not going. But, you know, the argument can be made that Trump should probably go to the funeral anyway. But he's being represented by Mike Pence and other members of administration, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But, I don't like it. I wish they had made up while he was still alive.
Anyway, you at my funeral.
Yeah, it's... Look, I'm one of those people, and I was only 14 during the campaign in 2000.
I had no fucking reason to invite him.
Yeah, but I really wanted John McCain to become president in 2000, and he was a maverick. And one of the things I really admire and liked about John McCain is how he wouldn't always be with a party. He would do what he thought was right. So yeah, he was a Republican.
That's been consistent.
But
even though he may have lost his mind on a few things.
Yeah, and I don't agree with some of the things. Yeah, exactly. But he...
you ain't in this country!
He
offended every person who's a red brick guesser!
Okay. he was a moderate.
Yeah, but fuck those
but
people.
he would break party lines. And again, there were times where I didn't agree with him doing that, more so recently. But back in 2000, it was like, this is the guy I want. And then George Bush W became president. And then in 2008... I wanted John McCain to be president, and then...
You wanted John McCain to be president since
I did. I have. I've always wanted John McCain to be president. I thought he'd make a great president. But then in 2008, he pretended to be something he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He coddled up to the right.
Yes,
he put fucking Sarah Palin on his ticket. I think it should have been Joe Lieberman on his ticket, which people think I'm crazy, because Lieberman's basically a Democrat and ran
before.
He could
have predicted what a psycho menopausal bitch she was.
Well, yeah. Sarah Palin is an insane... Just about the worst person you could put on that ticket. And John McCain, she would have been the hottest
voted for her
VP
for
ever.
It's still, to this day, yeah. I probably
would. Well, I mean, against Hillary, I would have still voted for her, but I don't think Palin would be any good. But that was a mistake, was putting Palin on that ticket, and John McCain pretending to be a conservative.
Is your daughter now with the kid?
Have been why he lost.
So I do want to talk about this part of this, and this is what's happening a lot on Twitter, and people are coming out, especially the left, saying, you know, Trump is like, treating John McCain like shit, and he's not giving any credence to what McCain did for this country, yada yada. Literally, here's a quote from Donald Trump saying, "Despite our differences on policy and politics, I respect Senator John McCain's service to our country, and in his honor, have signed a proclamation to fly the flag of the United States at half staff until the day of his whatever."
Yeah, so finally, after they went back up.
Yeah,
so you think he wrote that?
I don't give a shit if he did or didn't. The fact is, he did, and who gives a flying fuck what that man thinks about some guy who died?
Okay, I agree with your second statement more than anything you said before it.
What do you mean?
Who gives a flying fuck what he said about...
Yeah, why is that an issue? Like, why are people like, oh my God, he has no respect for John McCain, and he should. Who cares? Like, who gives a shit?
See, that's not where my issue is with that. And I think we pretty much fucking beat the dead horse on my issues with that.
But. Like if they put a camera in Trump's face and he was like, oh, he died? That happens. Yeah, people die. I'd be like...
Probably sounds like what Trump would say.
I'd be like, oh, holy shit, that guy really didn't like him. The end. I wouldn't be like, oh my God.
I think he's only
national
saying...
National security threat.
Yeah. It's not national security threat.
It's not that big of a fucking deal.
He's saying
deal.
The obligatory minimum of what he has to say to have some amount of respect
fine.
To John McCain.
Trump didn't fucking like him. Everyone knows that. Get over it, everybody. But they're like making these like fucking headlines and like news. Okay, I'll bring this up then, everybody.
Okay, that I can agree with you on. The using the John McCain's death as a way to Trump bash in the media.
Trump bash.
Yeah, that's
and then
bullshit.
The best part is the fucking media is going out there and saying, oh, isn't it nice that Trump is using a dead man's grave to get attention or whatever they say. All these people are saying it.
Yeah,
it's like,
turn it all around.
You're fucking doing that.
Yep,
you're exactly. talking about him being not giving him respect constantly, all day fucking long. You're giving him attention.
Listen,
you fuck.
I've said before this, before I got pissed off and everything, I strongly disagree. And Rich, you and I have had arguments over John McCain before.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you've agreed with him far more than I have.
I align with him more, but
far more.
Recently, a little bit less.
We've had some heated arguments.
Yeah.
About that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could have captured some of those on audio.
Yeah,
but
those would have been good ones.
You can disagree with somebody and not shit on every veteran. That's all I'm trying to say about it.
There was a better way for me to have...
You could not give a shit that somebody died, as far as you're concerned, but you could still regard them as a hero.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I don't really believe that's genuine, but he did the right thing. And that's all that matters for me.
Yeah.
Now, could he have fucking called him and buried the hatchet before he died? Yeah. Does it fucking really matter? No.
I don't know.
Do I think less of Trump because of it?
I don't care. I already knew he didn't like him.
We all knew.
So he's going to fake it? Everyone fakes when people die. Oh, he was such a nice guy. Perfect
might
example.
Might have been a piece of shit.
Right. Perfect example. The media right now is saying, hero of our country, great man. Yo, liberals coming out, I would have voted for him.
Shit.
What were they saying about him in 2008?
Yeah, they called him a Nazi, racist, white supremacist.
Old white guy.
I have HuffPo talking. I have CNN talking shit. I mean, they all talk shit about him when he was running for president.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get us into a war. He's a warmonger.
Oh, no.
He's insane.
Those are exact quotes.
Yeah.
Nazi, racist, white supremacist.
They were saying
far right.
Mentally
unfit for office.
Well, that's what
sexist,
they always do.
I mean, all the bigot,
insane.
Homophobe. Yeah, exactly.
But now today, the guy's dead. So which one do you appreciate
more? And Trump happens to be against him.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can see. Which one do you appreciate more?
So now the media sucks his dick.
I'm trying to be consistent in my reasoning.
That's good. You should be. Mm-hmm. But you can't say that, like, you know, CNN coming out saying, what a great man. He really inspired millions, blah, 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 blah. Now they're saying that.
10
I don't
years
that
ago.
Any more genuine as this little fucking thing that they're all... attacking Trump for,
and I'm not raising up fucking any of those
CNN,
organizations,
or HuffPo, or whatever.
I'm very consistent.
I know
they did the same thing with Mitt Romney. I mean, Mitt Romney obviously is still alive, but when Mitt Romney came out and said things against Trump, he never was really. But when Romney said things against Trump, suddenly they respected Romney, this guy who they had railed on for, like, I don't know, putting a dog on his roof.
Ate a dog.
And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the binder's full of women, which just meant he had...
That was absurd.
That was totally
absurd.
Insane.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Really, it's terrible. We really, truly did lose an American hero, and I wish that we aligned more on political issues.
Rest in peace, John McCain.
And honestly, to this day, I still wish that he was president over Obama.
Hey, thank God, I wish he was president over Bush and Obama.
Oh, God, yeah, I would have taken that all day long.
Oh, gosh.
I don't hate the guy. Jeez.
I mean, so we didn't get to a lot of of shit today.
No, we got plenty more to talk about here.
Well, at least right now is this week's rendition of Sports Minute with Rich Pisano.
Well, all right. We have a couple of things happening this week. Major League Baseball being the only sport going on right now that I care about. We'll say a few things on that. But Tiger Woods, I will mention briefly, had his first entirely bogey-free round in a while. Didn't win the tournament or anything. But had a really solid round. So Tiger really showing some good form. And how old is he now? Like 40? Something like that.
He's up there.
Basically. But I did want to give some cat-like reflexes. Yeah, I wanted to give a brief rundown of what's happened this week in Major League Baseball. The Yankees have swept the Orioles in a four-game series, and the lead for the Red Sox in that division, which was at 10.5, is now down to only 6 games. Mm-hmm. So that's that is a race. And they actually have a leading Rookie of the Year candidate, probably the top two leading Rookie of the Year candidates, Miguel Andujar. He's hitting like 302 with 21 home runs, 72 RBI, and then Gleyber Torres is probably in second place because Ohtani, the Angels star rookie who's a pitcher and a hitter, has been injured for a decent part of the season.
Do you think Judge is going to come back before the season's over?
Yeah, Judge will be back.
You think before the season's over?
Yeah, he'll be back in September. It sounds like it. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but as long as he's there for the stretch run and then for October, whether the Yankees get the wild card or division, we really need Judge. Judge is on the DL. Sanchez is on the DL. Yeah. Gregorius is on the DL. Chapman's on the DL, Sanchez. But the Yankees have been inching closer to the Sox, and I am excited as fuck for October. I can't. I love baseball.
Yeah.
The only other thing I want to mention this week is a shout-out to a guy who was on the Yankees last year, Matt Holliday, who played for the Rockies in the early part of his career.
Rockies.
And got the call up. He signed a minor league deal, got the call up this week, hit his first home run with the Rockies since 2008 because he, you know, had stints with, he was with the Cardinals, and then last year he was with the Yankees, and, you know, a few places in between. So his first home run for the team in 10 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah, good for like 3,000-something days. Matt
Holliday.
Is
that the first home run for the Rockies in 10 years? Or
no, they play at Coors Field, so it might have been the first home run in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the balls fly out of there.
Right.
But yeah, that's this week in, well, really this week in baseball until football starting soon.
That's right, very soon.
And that concludes this week's Sports Minute with Rich Pisano.
So, I think we have another big subject to talk about, and that's NAFTA.
We have a handful.
I know we do, but I want to talk
NAFTA?
About NAFTA.
Even though
you don't
want to
talk about
week.
What a piece of shit the Pope is.
You
want to
talk about the Pope or the shootings? Yeah, all right.
Or H.R. 38, where we can carry guns across state lines.
Home run number 38.
And all this sort of
thing. It's up to you guys. I just think NAFTA is kind of a big deal. It happens today.
NAFTA, NAMBLA.
Kind of a big deal. I mean, the Vatican, we all know the Vatican.
NAFTA didn't really happen today.
No, I know.
Whoa. Hold on. Before we get into this subject, I got to tell you guys what beer I'm
drinking
now.
Oh, yeah.
We all cracked open a beer. You may have heard on the microphone. We have kind of a tendency
well,
to.
Well, they
open
wouldn't
up
have heard on the microphone. They would have heard via the microphone
but
through their
is,
speakers.
Exactly. We are drinking a Two Hearted Ale from Bell's, which is an American IPA.
Never had it. Never had anything by Bell's.
My first time drinking it, anyway. A perfectly balanced American IPA brewed with 100% centennial hops, bursting with aromas ranging from pine to grapefruit. I like it. I enjoy it.
From Michigan. Comstock,
really
Michigan.
Sure. Rob said this was ranked as the number one beer in the country. Treehouse beats it.
Oh,
sorry.
God, yeah.
It's not even close.
God.
But see, I'm still enjoying this.
That's why you can't go with these lists.
My shoe beats this.
They actually beat the brewery out in California
actually.
Or some shit that has been winning it every year. That does,
Get it.
Old Rasputin.
Mm-hmm.
That brewery,
okay, yeah.
There's
quite a history behind Old Rasputin.
Yeah, Old Rasputin's been being brewed for a while, and they've been winning every year for years. And this past year beat it.
See now, here's the thing:
a live fish.
That's alive. That's
it's alive. But they're salmon.
Salmon.
It's making their run. See now, if Elizabeth Warren had appointed proper board members to this, we could have probably gotten a better beer out of it.
Kind of looks like Elizabeth Warren the fish.
No, I mean because the government knows everything about brewing beer.
Look at the cheekbone on that.
That's a nice cheekbone.
Yeah, you're right.
You get 23andMe going for Elizabeth Warren.
But I do
NAFTA though.
I do want to talk about NAFTA.
Yes,
I really
let's
do.
Touch on NAFTA.
I think that's because we know that the Vatican's shit. We already know that. Everyone knows that shit. We're probably going to get killed for saying that.
The Pope is apparently a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and like we said, I mean, a lot of people are fucking up in a lot of organizations. And
we'll leave
the
Vatican for our Sunday podcast.
People need to stop covering up egregious. I can't remember any words today.
Egregious
crimes. Well, you don't have to sound as smart. You don't have to
crimes
sound
against humanity.
You sound smart.
No,
you
I
really
can't
are.
Even think of a regular word.
Oh,
the
egregious.
Egregious something something.
Superlative.
Egregious pop pop pop.
There you go. That's
egregious poppity
pop pop pop. Pippity pop.
We can't even think of egregious poppity pop. You shouldn't be covering up poppity pop.
Exactly. That's like the best news I heard all week.
Should be coming up. Should
might
be,
as well just say
should
that
be coming it up. Shoopity boppity do. Because that's about what I'm trying to say. You should be fucking around covering up shoopity bops.
Well, when you look at the baby boppity boopity
boop. Put the pill in the pudding pop and give it to the lady.
No.
So, NAFTA. So, yeah. I know you did some research in this more than I did. Yes, in the U.S. I
want to hear. And in Mexico and Canada for this case.
I want to hear. Well, not Canada yet.
I don't want.
Well,
I want to.
Trudeau, croissants.
Shut the fuck up, everybody. Sal, I want to hear. I want to hear what you found out about NAFTA and what's happening with NAFTA.
So, I'm allowed to talk now.
I'm giving you this.
You're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly have nothing on this.
This is Sal Passato on the hot seat.
I missed it. I was at work. All I know. All I know is that Trump and Mexico agreed on an agreement and shoobity bop. There you go.
That's basically the Bill Cosby rendition of what happened.
No. So what happened though? Mexico. What was it? It was a trade.
Yeah,
NAFTA essentially.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he pretty much got rid of NAFTA, and it's a dual agreement just with the U.S. So
yep.
In the U.S., United States of America and Mexico. Just those two countries are in this agreement.
Not
so
Canada
far.
Yet.
So Canada's
far.
Not in it yet.
Trudeau is still sucking his baguette.
He's still on the baguette. Or on his, whatever they do over
his
there.
His poutine.
I heard he met with Marilyn Manson and found out that you could take out a rib.
And suck your baguette. You can suck your own baguette.
Is that a rumor that he did that, or did he actually do that?
I'm
pretty sure he actually... I don't know.
We
could probably have him on and ask him.
Yeah, we should have him on.
Yeah.
But no, so it was a good deal. We know it was a good deal. We know it was the best deal. The stock market went up 270 points.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? It was the highest the NASDAQ has been ever in history. Yep. The stock market is on a serious rally. No, it hasn't. We've never seen...
A spike like that?
We've never seen the...
Yes, but there's been plenty of days. There's been plenty of days under Trump where it's like, this is the highest this has ever been. This is the highest this has ever been.
You're right.
The economy has been booming under Trump.
True. What is it? The Dow that's over 8,000 today?
Yeah.
It's over 8,000. We've never seen it over 8,000.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The Dow is at 26,000.
I'm sorry. Switched it.
Oh yeah, S&P.
The Dow is at 26,000. The S&P is at over 8.
Now the Dow has been at 27 before.
Correct.
It was not long ago.
Right, so it's not a record high, but it's
not
a record high for the
record high for the S&P.
I think it was more
the
of a
record
spike.
Run for the S&P. Really, it's been a
record
a
run for the
giant
stock market.
Yeah, for the entire stock market. My 401k is banging.
No, we've never had a bull run this long.
No, this long. Right.
We have not. So,
a bull run.
We've had a bull run. It hasn't dropped less than
17%,
something like that. Yeah, 10 or 17%.
Which I think a bear run
is a bear if it's past 2009. What's the
right?
Well, ever since we recovered from that the Great Recession of...
It's absolutely insane. So clearly the market likes...
Move your money.
I don't,
no, I can't give advice.
No.
I don't fucking know what was actually agreed on, but apparently the market liked it.
You can give it to me after the show.
And as long as Congress agrees on it, it's a done deal. At least with Mexico, and that's what? Guess what? Trudeau's got to fucking put down his baguette, put down his croissant, fucking pick up his panties, and fucking come down to the table with him.
Yeah, get those eyebrows.
Get those fucking eyebrows shaved.
Build
but
the
here's the interesting thing. You know what he said?
No.
You tell me what you think about this.
So.
You tell me what the liberal media thinks
about
this.
What do they think about it?
Tell me what you think the liberal media would think if Trump said something, anything remotely like this.
Like what?
He would not even come to the table unless it was beneficial for Canada.
Right.
He wouldn't even come to the table unless it was beneficial for Canada. That's some strong language from a country that's never fucking done anything on their own.
Hey,
emphasis on cunt.
But hey, he's got more balls than fucking Obama ever did.
Mm-hmm.
He won't even come to the table with it. But if Trump ever said that, oh my God, he's pissing off our allies.
Right, right.
For once, we have a president that talks with the same vigor as a single one of our allies, and they're shitting all over him.
Right.
We got our allies talking tough. And we're fucking subsidizing every goddamn thing they do.
Right.
Excuse my language, everybody out there, but every fucking thing they do, those motherfuckers.
David Van in my house.
Yeah,
that was weird. But we're subsidizing everything they do.
All the things you said that you apologize for that.
Yeah,
one?
No, that's a little
God
fucked
damn
up.
Damn it, Jordan.
Yeah, everybody.
But it's fucked up. It's a fucked up thing.
Jesus.
It is. Okay, that's enough of taking the name of the Lord in vain. I think that's enough of the podcast. Yeah, we have some great stuff coming
up next
week. But
we got a lot of fucking liberals who are spouting their fucking mouths off about Trump when he talks tough. But we get a guy saying he won't even sit to the table and talk unless she knows it's going to be beneficial for Canada. Well, and oh my God, if you say it's got to be beneficial for America, you're fucked up.
So he thinks Canada first. Trump thinks America first.
Gosh darn it.
Rob, why don't you take us out and tell these folks where they can visit us?
Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
Rich.
I think Sal went to pee or something. He left the room.
I think he's still running down the street.
You could see us on Twitter at Beer Boo Banter.
No, you actually can't see us on Twitter.
You can find us. You can find us. Boo is BOU. And feel free to give the rest of the rundown.
We also have our website on the interwebs, www.beersbourbonbanter.com. On that, you can find our Patreon. It's a link to our Patreon. Patreon is a great website. It's a place where you can actually support us financially, which is important when you are doing an endeavor like we are. We don't have jobs. We all lost our jobs. We got fired.
Had to lay down.
I got fired by the CIA as a director of the CIA. So please go out there and support us with $500,000. Please support us with $500,000.
Fuck you, John Brennan.
You start one of those pages. GoFundMe people.
We should do a GoFundMe. You guys heard about that, right? What's his name?
He's up to what?
Peter Schiff.
White privilege. How much money do they fucking have? Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
He might be up more than that.
But anyway, Beer-a-boo banter.
That's one of the things that pisses me off.
So hop on our Patreon page. We really appreciate it. Support us with whatever you could. We'll keep this endeavor going. We're also on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Last FM now, which is great. We're getting some downloads there. Just check us out. Tell us what you think. Email us, too. Tell us what you think about our shit that we talk and how ridiculous we are, maybe. Or maybe how great we are. Whatever it is
that
you want to tell us. Anything you just do, just tell us whatever you want to tell us. We listen with our ear. If you want to show us your baguette, you can do that, too. I don't mind that. Yeah, let's see that front hole. Show me that front hole. Show me that baguette in that
sweet
front
hole. Front
hole.
Shout out to the Hatch Twins.
Yeah, Hatch Twins. Love those guys. So,
join us next week.
Yeah, join us next week when we're going to talk about baguettes and
destruction, the destruction of the Catholic Church.
Stretching that baguette. Fuck yeah.